how to be born again. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 403, simply titled How to Be Born Again. I'm here to remind you, beloved, of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Changed from an ugly caterpillar to a beautiful butterfly, this transformation that takes place in nature is a good illustration of what happens when a person experiences being born again, or the new birth. New birth is needed. In God's eyes, our natural state is unattractive. Two, since we are born in sin and formed in iniquity, as we grow, we continue to live after the desires of the flesh and mind. As we grow, we continue to live after the desires of the flesh and mind. This is opposed to God's purpose in creating us and shows our need to be made new creatures in Christ Jesus. Only the new birth can give us new desires and a new life. The caterpillar does not become a butterfly by education, by religion, or by self-effort. Likewise, it is only by the miraculous metamorphosis of new birth that your life and mine can be made beautiful to God. Dear friend, new birth is from God. The Bible states in John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, the facts of the new birth. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons or children of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Only those born of a certain man have the right to be recognized as the children of that man. So only those who are born of God have the right to be recognized as the children of God. Thus it is that those who receive Christ as Savior and Lord become children of God. To receive Christ is to have true repentance to God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, my friend, how are we born again? St. John chapter 3 verse 5 tells how we receive the new birth, by water and the Spirit. What the water signifies is plainly told in Ephesians 5:26, which reads that he, Jesus, might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. The water is the word of God, the gospel of Christ preached to sinners like you and me, which by the sovereign power of the Holy Spirit produces the new birth. So when are we born again? St. John 20:31 gives us the time of the new birth. And that believing ye might have life through his name, it is immediately upon believing that we receive life eternal, that is, believing in Christ. John 3:36 says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. So, dear friend, according to Jesus Christ himself, you must be born again. Nothing that we can do will enable us to see or enter the kingdom of God. For this the Lord Jesus says in John 3:7, ye must be born again. Without the new birth, we have no life toward God. By being born again through faith in the Lord Jesus, we receive everlasting life. St. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Without the new birth, we are condemned already. By being born again, we are freed from judgment. If you are to be eternally saved, it is absolutely necessary for you, dear friend, to be born again. You must be born again. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus, a great teacher of the law. Even he had to be born again. The Holy Bible says in Acts 3:19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Acts 16:31 says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing, if you are ready to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning from the dead, and you're willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart to be your Savior so you can go to heaven when you die and avoid going to hell, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer and mean it from your heart right now. Repeat it after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your holy name, Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen. Now, dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, Visit GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The tract this podcast is based on is published by Moments with the Book, a non-profit organization whose purpose is to spread God's Word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at mwtb.org.